This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour now on the Doug Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, who's here with us for a couple of days because Jay has a bad case, a bad, bad case, a bad, bad, bad case, a bad, 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 bad
well,
case.
When you laugh at it, it doesn't make it seem like it's as serious as it is. The poor thing is suffering.
Yeah, not good. If you can see it in your mind, Jennifer, is it real? If you aren't looking at something, but yet your mind, kind of like what happens in a dream, is it real if it happens in your mind? Is the question that a lot of people, as you're trying to separate reality from your imagination, why shouldn't your imagination be connected to reality?
Reality.
Think about that. If you can think, thoughts are things. So I think it's very interesting, the world we live in, imagination. We're talking about Bill Shatner and what he imagined because of his Star Trek experience. What was it like to travel in space? And then he actually experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
And how you align the circumstances of what you thought to the coincidences of what happened. Are chance encounters really chance encounters? You ask, he's a very spiritual, kind of philosophical guy anyway, and I think I am too. So I'm always wondering how life works and thinking about what is so humbling about being a human being, even though some human beings think the world revolves around them. You quickly realize, if you have an experience like Shatner did, that the world doesn't revolve around you. It may be cool, it may be important, you know, these people who are supposedly important politicians, people that go out of their way. You know it, you see it more, and when I'm in L.A., you see it all the time. The people who see celebrities walking around at the grocery store. I remember going to the Home Depot a couple of years ago before COVID, and there was an actor there, and he was getting something, and I said, I recognize you. I bet a lot of people come up to you and say, hey. And he looked at me, and I could hear it without him saying it. You know, I'm no different than anybody else. Leave me alone. He wouldn't walk up to some other guy on the other side. Yeah.
I mean, people get... There's so many celebrities that are walking around that I think a lot of times, yes, in some of the touristy areas, but... I mean, at some point, if you see Jennifer Garner at the Brentwood Whole Foods, you're like, oh, she's at the Brentwood. That's just her grocery store.
Right, yeah, exactly. You remember that story that I told about her being there?
She goes there. I see her in Us Weekly all the time.
Yeah, well, it's close. It is. It's handy. Anyway, the good news today, or one of the good news stories that we can think about, is the story of this Chinese vase that was deemed ordinary.
Is it a vase
sold,
or a vase?
A vase, okay, Chinese vase. There was at an auction house. It was when the folks bought it, they paid $2,000 for it, and they thought, that was, wow, this is very expensive. Somehow or other, it ended up at the Guardian auction house, and it brought $9 million.
Wow.
Wowie zowie. Anyway, you see that stuff and you wonder. You were just saying to me, buy your tickets, lottery tickets.
Oh, yeah, $455 million. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And after taxes, $12.75.
Yeah. Welcome to our world. Okay. So here's the story of a father who died. His GPS directed him off the edge of a bridge.
What?
North Carolina father died over the weekend just after his daughter's 9th birthday. His GPS guided him to a bridge that was destroyed 10 years ago. His name was Phil Paxson, heading home after his daughter's celebration in Hickory, North Carolina. was a dark, rainy night. He was following his GPS, went down a concrete road to a bridge that had been destroyed 9.5 years ago. It was never repaired. He said, this is this fellow's mother-in-law, Linda Koenig, that said the bridge didn't have any barriers, no warning signs. So this 47-year-old guy, father of two daughters, over the drink, he goes.
Wow.
And this is totally preventable. What are the people doing that are running that community, that are in charge, the public works people? Excuse me.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to say that that's true. The public works people, all that stuff is true. Also, I will say that some people follow their navigation.
What do we do before we had navigation, I guess is the question.
Right, and I think some people blindly follow it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say most of the time, 99.9%, your navigation's going to be right.
Yes.
There are moments where it's a computer and it's going to
fail. So how do you know that, though? That's
right.
The question.
And how do you know? But also I found, like, and I've told this story to you before, like, my dad, even if it's from our office to his house, which we've done that route 554 times, if you've done it once, right?
Yeah,
he still likes to put that in his navigation.
Why?
To see, because of the traffic, because of the, you know, there's all kinds of considerations, but he still does it. And so I wonder how many people do what he does and just kind of become, you know, reliant upon the technology and don't pay close attention.
Right, exactly. Here's another tragic story. As long as we're doing tragedy, man died at a construction site while his grandfather was drilling there. 23-year-old man died when a drill being operated by his grandfather was lowered into a hole at a construction site. And apparently, this is kind of a weird thing. The reporters were told the grandfather was unaware that his grandson was in the hole. This is an industrial construction site. The fellow was down there working, the grandfather and father and son, apparently all are construction people. But this 22-year-old had fallen into the hole, and his grandfather didn't know that. And so you can put the pieces together with the story. This is one of those things that is a tragedy, human tragedy. Think about all of the, I'm trying to remember, you're too young for this. Ben Crazy, we used to call him. Ben Casey. Life, death, infinity. That was the way the program started. And, yeah, that's life happens, death happens, crazy things happen. Why do we, I think to myself, every time I see one of these unusual stories, I ask myself even, why am I telling the story? How does it make life better? It's just one of those curiosity things. You know, that there's all this stuff. The football games over the weekend. Did you see the young boy who ran out onto the field during the second quarter of the Buccaneers-Falcons game in Tampa Bay?
No, I missed that.
Yeah. He was.
Well, you know the guy who ran out on the field. The Rams were playing Monday Night Football last week, and he was I think he was an animal rights protester. I don't know if it was related to Peter or not, but he came running out on the field with the pink smoke. And the two of the Rams players on the sidelines were like, oh, heck no, because he was evading the security guard. So they, you know, they tackled him, knocked him down. Do you know that that guy is now suing these two players for hurting him?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Here's a,
because, you know, he should have been safe. He should have been safe. He was just interrupting a major league football game. But, you know, come on.
The situation at Friday Night Lights high school football game. A crowd was sent screaming and running. Three people shot at a high school football game, and it was on TV. It was in Toledo Stadium at Whitmer High School, playing Central Catholic. The victims, one student and two adults. And seriously, I mean, they got shot. They were taken to the hospital. They didn't get hurt badly. But still, guns at a high school football game. Why are they there? They just, you know, let's shoot it up.
Unbelievable.
It really is.
I don't even know if you heard about this. It's just gotten so crazy. Lee Zeldin, who is a congressman in New York, he's running for governor in New York against Kathy Hochul. And
yeah,
he and his wife were...
Hope he wins.
What was that?
She's horrible. I said, yeah, she's horrible. I hope he wins.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, excuse me.
He and his wife were at a Columbus Day parade or something, I don't know, something over the weekend. And his daughters were sitting in the kitchen doing homework, and all of a sudden bullets come through the kitchen window. And so the kids were smart enough to go lock themselves in a bathroom because it was inside the house, away from windows, and they called the police. They called the dad. It was unrelated to him, because somebody tried to stab him along the campaign trail. But it was unrelated, just gang violence that happened on the front lawn of this home. I mean, it's just nuts. And these people are getting shot. They're dying. You see those numbers out of Chicago. I mean, I looked at our front page in Los Angeles today, and everything is, you know, woman runs down man with car.
Yeah.
Murderer shot in murder fire or, you know, arson attack. I mean, it's just people have lost.
So maybe I should just not do any of this stuff. In terms of good day, what does it do? I'm looking at another, as you tell that story, I just came across a teenager, two teenagers, 14 and 15, charged with murder for firing 100 rounds at an innocent woman in a drive-by restaurant. And they thought it was fun to go shoot this. They weren't looking for anything in particular, but they went by the fast food restaurant. They okay, we've got this gun. Let's shoot it off.
Wow.
100 rounds into the restaurant. Okay. But then I think to myself, why am I telling that story? Does it give
because
people
it
ideas?
Because it becomes so unbelievable, and we want to fix the problem because this is not how it was. At least that's not what the news media will cover all the time.
No. All right, it is food for thought. You're right about that. 18 after, this is Good Day.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This time every year, you start hearing all the talk about flu season. And of course, you can get a flu in the summertime, but that's, usually that's not what happens. Colds and flus are usually reserved for the winter months. And you know why? It's because the sun isn't high enough in the sky to give you the good heavy dose of vitamin D that you need. You need vitamin D to absorb calcium.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Half of my hometown still hanging around, still talking about that one touch sound. If you were in red and black, go Bobcats while the other half of my hometown, they all got
Kenny Chesney with Kelsey Ballerini on stage for half of the My Hometown duet. This is kind of a cool thing. Kelsey Ballerini was surprised by her partner at a concert at the Greek Theater in L.A.
Which is a fantastic venue, by the way. If you ever come to L.A., it's a small venue, outdoors. It's really
where? How have I missed going there? I don't even know where it is.
Park. It's in
where
Griffith
is it?
Park. Griffith Park.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. You know, you're outdoors, and it's very rustic and kind of redwoody, built around. I mean, it's just a really neat venue. And to have Kenny Chesney in a venue that size is pretty incredible, because he does arenas and stadium tours, and not usually playing to small crowds. But I guess Kelsey, they have a duet together. Half of My Hometown is
that's what you just heard.
Together.
Yeah.
But she was standing on stage. She thought she was having tracking issues. And so she said, hang on, we're having tracking issues. You guys, give me a minute. We're going to get back on here in just a second. And then all of a sudden she turns around and sees Kenny Chesney walking her direction. So it looked like a legitimate surprise. It looked like she was really taken back by seeing him march out there. But I guess they grew up in the same place, which is why he wanted to sing on the song with her.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. So there's no chick-a-boom stuff going on with the two of them, like
no,
you would say.
I don't think so. I think she's going through a divorce, if I'm not mistaken, and he has such a strange love life. Remember, there was he was married to Renee Zellweger for 7 days, and then there's always been rumblings about whether or not he likes girls, and then there's,
really?
I don't know, he gets linked with Starlet sometimes. It's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. So then Kelsey Ballerini took to Instagram, shared a snapshot from the performance, writing, quote, half of my hometown showed up in Los Angeles last night. It must be a small town. Anyway, she writes nice words. And you know what? That's one of the things about being a celebrity, these people are the same as you and me. They just happen to have found something that gave them a lot of exposure. But why would you think they wouldn't go through the same heartache, or they wouldn't go through the same love instincts, or they wouldn't go through the same passions, or they wouldn't go through the same experiences as everybody else? We all are human beings experiencing things, and when something good happens, isn't it swell to be able to acknowledge it?
Yeah.
And having people...
And sometimes it's harder because they've got all the notoriety. You know, you go through a divorce or something, typically most of us don't have, you know, the whole world watching us go through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the difference. But are the things that they go through, this whole business with Tom Brady and his wife, apparently they've been having trouble. One source, a friend of hers, said they've been having trouble forever.
Yeah.
Two huge egos and two huge... That's got to be a difficult thing to live in a marriage like that, where they both are getting lots and lots of attention, and on one day one gets more attention than the other, and if you have a weak, you know, we talk about weakened immune systems, you got a weak ego, then, whoa, look at this, and So, foolish. But it's yet, it's kind of what we go through here. In the name of heavens, what is going on? Taking a deep breath now, because it's 28 past the hour.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and the world, for the most part, condemns Russia's attack on civilian targets in its invasion of Ukraine. Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, weighs in on Monday's missile attack on Ukrainian citizens by Russian forces.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
Multiple international airports across the United States were hit with a cyber attack Monday, courtesy of Killnet, a Russian-backed hacking group that forced websites temporarily offline. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and LAX, Los Angeles International Airport websites were taken offline. An army of 42,000 utility workers has restored electricity to more than 2.5 million businesses and homes in Florida since Hurricane Ian's destruction. At this hour, roughly 16,000 homes are without power in Florida. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
So here's the story of the Irish fellow who just became the first person to row your boat gently across the Atlantic from New York to Galway, Ireland. 112 days at sea.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with some good news, Jennifer.
Finally,
Jennifer Horn is here. Jay, the bad news is Jay's very sick, but I'm figuring she'll make a quick recovery. Meanwhile, the Scottish nightclub, they.
And you're making the Scottish nightclub scene, right? So
yeah, right. I know. They found a way to reduce their carbon footprint by 70 tons a year if they rely on the beat to make the heat. This is very interesting. On the dance floor, they found that new venue absorbs body heat from the dancers and converts it into thermal energy. So they don't need
this is like the greatest inquiry. You're going to have all these wackadoodles now going, forget the windmills.
Right. No more solar power. That's it.
Use Scottish nightclubs.
That's it. Town Rock Energy. designed the system, which they branded as body heat. And let's see here. They need medium intensity music, like the Rolling Stones. Every time people dance to the Rolling Stones, it generates 200, and each person generates 250 watts of energy. Who comes up with this stuff?
Yeah, who measures it?
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the story. You can go to the first place in the world where they're measuring your body heat and then using it to heat the place. Is in Scotland, in a nightclub. Okay, Meghan McCain, one of your faves.
Really? Okay.
What, she's one of your faves? No, I don't think you care that much for her.
No.
At any rate, she has been pretty quiet for a while, but there's the usual Kanye West stuff last week. It was White Lives Matter. You saw that T-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. This was so interesting to watch his interview on Tucker and then at Fashion Week, the White Lives Matter shirt. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now, apparently, he has been, he's over the weekend came up with a series of anti-Semitic rants, social media posts using words that were undesirable. So Meghan McCain is blasting members of the Republican Party who are defending his right to say these things. Well, he does have a right to say them.
Yeah.
He has a right to be a jackass.
That's where I think we get into this stuff where it's like, look, people, I don't agree with what Kanye West is saying most of the time.
What, White Lives Matter?
But part of this stuff, well, I actually do agree with that. I agree that all lives matter. I know that people go nuts saying that somehow that's a racist statement, but I don't find that it is. I think that every life has value. So screw me. Mm-hmm. But I think with Kanye, what he's talking about is that people are trying to suppress him for having the views that he does. And so while I listened to both his interview on Thursday and on Friday with Tucker, and Friday's was much more crazy and off the you know, a little crazier than Thursday's, the guy gets to say stuff. Now, you can also say that what he's saying is hate speech. There is a lot of what he said that I thought myself, Brand, like, kind of was on the line of anti-Semitism. But we live in a country where there's free speech, and people say controversial things, and we choose whether we listen to it, we respond to it, or we move on. And I think just this rush to shut people down all the time, even if they're saying horrific things, is not necessarily who we are as a country that supports freedom of speech, or at least that's where we used to be.
We used to be.
Yeah.
The cancel culture now is all about the business of shouting people down, putting people down. If you don't agree, then you shouldn't have a right to experience or to expose your points of view. I don't know if dangerous is the right word, but I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable in it. There's so many things. Everybody's watching everything you do, and there your judgment. The old just, what's the expression of the Bible? Just judge not lest you be judged. I don't think that too many people pay much attention to that.
Nope, not anymore.
Electric truck and SUV maker Rivian recalling all of the electric trucks that they have made, all of them. Oops. One wonders if this is the end of that great experiment. There's a loose fastener. If you have a Rivian, I'm probably talking about three people in the audience right now.
I know.
My vet has a Rivian, and I was talking to Daisy's vet. I was talking to him about how he liked it, and he quite likes it, he said. He doesn't go very far, and he plans a trip.
For those of us in the cheap seats, a Rivian is what?
A Rivian is an electric pickup truck.
Okay, so it's an electric pickup, and that's the brand.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all that it is. Yep.
They'll make cars.
Yep. I think that's, thank you for doing that. I've seen a number of them around here, so I kind of am taking them in stride. You look at them, they're like the new Range Rovers. They're unattractive. You're used to looking at a pickup truck that's a pickup truck. And now what they're doing, especially General Motors, is trying to design the pickup truck so they look like a car. They're sleek. They're close to the ground. That's not why you buy a pickup truck, folks. You buy a pickup truck to actually use it to carry things. or at least that's where I buy a pickup truck, and to sit above the traffic so you can see what's going on around you. But they're all racing to
and
make them...
And tailgate parties, let's be real.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you can do that, yeah. So anyway, I'm just telling you the story. Why would I tell the story about... I'm questioning myself a lot today. Have you noticed that?
I know, don't be so. You know,
why am I telling people about the Rivian when there's it's irrelevant to most people? Here's something that is...
But now I learned. Now I'm going to know if I see a crazy-looking pickup truck what it is.
What it is, right. It is a crazy-looking... Right, okay. So here's something that is relevant, and we all are sharing in this. That is... The gross national debt, it is gross, exceeded $31 trillion last Friday. A grim milestone, but does anybody even pay attention? This kind of goes along with what I was saying earlier about nobody knows how things work. The car, you don't know how the car works. Do you know how government works? Do you know what the interest rate, why we have an interest rate, and why fewer and fewer people are being... are getting a yes from the bank. The Treasury Department looks at all of these things. We had low interest rates, and everything seemed to be going along nicely. It isn't the consumer that's doing this. It's the government that's doing it.
And
buying,
just for a point of
selling.
Reference,
yes,
not that long ago, we had a balanced budget.
When Clinton was left office...
Yeah.
Balanced budget.
And for those of you who say
no
I never say anything nice about Democrats, here's one for you. We had a balanced budget under Clinton because Clinton and Gingrich could actually work together, and they worked well effectively, and they got things done.
Yep.
Now it's like, forget that. Now it's
when George Bush came in, we went into debt $3 trillion for that damn Iraqi war that was a waste of time and lives, and so it's gone uphill from there.
And also, I would add in that now we've grown government so much, and we've gotten people so addicted to government taking care of us.
The government.
Now
we have to have 80,000 more IRS inspectors, 87,000, so they can go collect more money to have more people in government. Excuse me.
And anybody who wants to go in and cut that is going to look like a bad guy. And this is the thing, is that the American people don't know how the government works, by and large, or how the finances work. But you better believe that the members of Congress do. And they know that anybody who is actually brave enough to make cuts is going to end their political career very quickly. Because somebody's going to say, well, you hate old people. You hate poor people. You hate people. You hate minorities. You hate, you know, whatever it is, because you have to make some cuts to balance the budget. We are spending way too much. We need to cut the size of government.
Here's another example. All right, is it my fault? Is it my responsibility that you decide to build a home in Hurricane Alley? And so your home is destroyed and you don't have enough insurance. So here comes the government. A lot of people don't have insurance. Federal aid, man. Let's get some federal aid in there so we can rebuild our houses. Who's going to
really
fight that?
A drop in the bucket compared to the entitlements. If you cut entitlements, we would have a balanced budget. But that's where people say, oh, you're mean-spirited. You don't care about people. The amount that
Republicans
spend,
are mean.
Yeah,
nasty.
You start thinking about cutting entitlements when it comes to food stamps and all these other programs, or put limitations on them, or at least stipulations so that people aren't just milking the system. Ugh.
You don't
see a lot of Republicans win, but, man, we'd have a balanced budget.
The mayor in San Jose says heads must roll. There was a video taken showing a woman in a bikini getting out of a fire truck in front of a strip club. The strip club, by the way, is called the Pink Poodle. I thought it was the Pink Peephole when I first saw this. The fire chief in San Jose says the video apparently... posted to an Instagram account by one of the firefighters. You can see a stripper jumping out of the fire truck. The chief says the department has become aware of a concerning video posted on social media.
And why
really?
Was it bad? Wasn't she visiting or something? Or
you know, it's hard to... I'm looking at a story from the L.A. Times, so it's hard to know whether this is balanced or not. If the chief says in the interview, if the investigation concludes the video is as bad as it looks, heads must roll. We cannot have a life-critical emergency rescue apparatus relegated to a frat party, nor tolerate any conduct that demeans the heroic work of our fire team.
Well, you know that the strippers are unionizing in Los Angeles. Have you heard
that? Are they? No, really? Oh.
At a particular place in North Hollywood, it's called Star Garden, and it's a topless bar in North Hollywood, and they're getting ballots to hold an election for collective bargaining, mm-hmm. and that'll be the first stripper union in the U.S.
The stripper union!
No. I don't know. The National Labor Relations Board's L.A. Regional Director issued the decision and the order for the election in a case that started when 18 dancers were locked out of a strip club back in March. The stripper said they want club security guards to pay attention. I guess they say that they're not protecting them from abusive patrons, and so they want they want safety and good working conditions. So there you go.
All right, there's a new movie out for Halloween.
They're following suit with somebody with the strip club named the Lusty Lady in San Francisco.
There. So I shouldn't tell this. I don't have time now to do the Halloween movie. No, I don't, because there's too much stuff going on here. The Lusty Lady. No, I don't have time for this because it's 48 past the hour and we got to do other things. So you can listen to something. Hold your breath for what I was about to tell you. If you can hold it for like 15, 20 minutes, you'll be fine.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's great to hear the theme from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. And you say, well, why do you have that on your program? Well, because I am very interested in public service. And one of the best public servants I know is a gentleman named Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti host a weekend show called The Money Pit. And they have all kinds of extraordinary ways for you to learn with their podcasts and with their topics on the air, the newsletter, all of these things. And we provide a service here every Monday where listeners can send in their questions to Tom. For example, listener Karen is installing a new vinyl plank floor, wants to know which direction, huh? Why does it make a difference?
Direction to lay it in a room? And normally the plank floors, which is going to emulate like a hardwood floor, would align with the longest wall of that room.
Ah.
Now in her case, she's up against a hallway that would align opposite to that, 90 degrees opposed to that. She wants to know if that's a problem. I don't think so. I really think you have to stick to the basics, which is...
Why would it be a problem, Tommy?
Well, when you walk in a room, you want to basically see the flooring aligned with the longest wall, or it will feel a bit strange, I think, Doug. So,
is it hard to walk on, you mean, or just look strange?
Just look strange. You know, a lot of short boards instead of longer boards.
Mm-hmm. How does that compare to Chevron or some of the designs, laminate floors, where you have... an interesting sort of design, and
this is just straight. Yeah, then the rules don't apply because there is no direction. You know, I should clarify that she's installing a vinyl plank floor, but these vinyl planks, the luxury vinyl planks, the engineered vinyl planks, they look more like hardwood than real hardwood.
Really?
Oh yeah, they're amazing.
Are they less expensive? They're more durable. Why would you choose them?
Yeah. Well, because they're 100% waterproof, they're very, very durable. You're looking at probably $250 to $3 a square foot,
really?
Which is really, really cheap compared to the cost of hardwood. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty easy to put down. I've put down several of them.
And the floor really business, It's really, there are these, not just lumber liquidators, but I've seen there's a new floor in something, box store that's opening up around here. I don't know if it's now where you are or not in Jersey yet, but floor and something they're called.
Yeah.
And it's just about floors. Apparently a lot of people are doing them. I'm looking around, the house that I live in was built about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And the flooring, if you ever come through here, the flooring is gorgeous. It's in some of the rooms it's wider, some of the rooms more narrow, but it's all that really kind of upscale wood that's the hardwood stuff and right. has pegs in it and things
like
that.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And so I wonder what would ever happen. You know, I think, should I refinish it? I don't
sure.
mind.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So refinishing is something that you definitely should do with the floor as long as it's physically in good shape. It's not, the boards aren't cracked or broken
right.
up. But here's the trick. If it's relatively flat and not heavily damaged, you don't have to use a floor sander, which is like a big belt sander on it.
Mm-hmm.
There are other types of sanders that you can use that will just take off the finish. So you can use, for example, a buffer with a sanding wheel on it.
Mm-hmm.
The sanding wheel is like a, it looks like a piece of window screen.
But then you have to have a vacuum associated
they
attached
have vacuums
to it. So
associated
they do.
With them,
yeah.
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 And it just takes off that top layer. And you got to do a little handwork like around the, you know, the baseboards and
in the corners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But
yeah.
then what you do is when you put new finish on, and this is a mistake that a lot of folks make that have not done this before, what you want to do is put it on with what's called a lamb's wool applicator, which is like a soft piece of fabric that
very
is attached to the end. The applicator kind of looks mm-hmm. like a mop, right? And you
yeah.
dip it in the pan, the tray for the same kind of tray you use for paint, and then you sort of draw it across the floor. You don't brush it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It gives it a really nice finish. You work your way out the door, and then don't come back for a good 4 or 5 hours.
Gotta let it dry.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I'm noticing on the Money Pit podcast right now, which you can find moneypit.com/podcast, the focus as we get into fall. This is an annual thing. Cut your heating bills, especially
yep.
with the cost of fuel going up. It is natural gas, regular heating oil. Good God. Buy a quart of wood around here, it's $400.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you haven't had your system tuned up yet, that's really important because it gets wasteful and it gets dangerous.
Yep.
Change out your filter and make sure that thermostat setback is set correctly for the chilly weather.
Look for this MoneyPit.com podcast number 2246. Gives you the story about how you can make sure the air is good in your home and the heating bills are not crazy. Courtesy of the Money Pit, Tom Kreidler here with Doug at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.